This is Alex Swartz with Nicole Boslavsky. Boslavsky?
Mm-hmm. Boslavsky.
Nice.
Good
yes.
job.
it is January 8th, lead 34. So, Nicole, we've been traveling for about 3 days now. We've been hungry for 3 days now.
Yep.
What did we do today that really stuck out to you? Because today we visited a dairy, we visited a cheese manufacturer, mm-hmm. and we also visited a winery along with some small stops in the middle. What of those things really stuck out for you, and why did this stick out for you?
I think today the thing that stuck out for me the most was the dairy that we visited this morning. I work in agribusiness lending, so I've had the opportunity to see dairies in the United States, and it was interesting to see the differences with the dairy here in Hungary, how they milk their cows. It's a little bit behind the technology that we have, but they still take a lot of pride in how they do it. I thought the dairy was very nice. The cattle were very nice, and I thought they seemed, again, very proud of their product. So I thought that was very interesting and very neat to see.
Awesome. And so since we are about a third of the way through the trip, what is the next step that you're really looking forward to in the next 10 days or however long it is between once we leave Hungary mm-hmm. and get to Romania and Moldova? What on our schedule, what sounds to you to be the most interesting thing is coming?
I think something that I'm really looking forward to that we maybe haven't done a ton of here in Hungary is really talking about the social issues that we're going to maybe see in Romania with going to the orphanage and maybe getting to visit with the ambassadors there at the embassy about, you know, the social issues with Syrian refugees coming in through Eastern Europe and how that's affecting this part of the world. So I'm excited to learn more about that and the things that these people have been dealing with and facing.
Awesome. So, also, because LEAD has its quote-unquote LEAD experience, all the things that encompass what you do on a LEAD seminar or a LEAD trip, what so far has stuck out for you has been the most interesting thing that's not necessarily on the schedule, mm-hmm. but it's been something that surprised you?
Well, I'm Bohemian, and I come from a family where we eat really big meals. And I guess I was not prepared for how they really eat big meals here in Hungary. We have potatoes, we have bread, we have cheeses, we have meats, and we have a lot of pork and chicken. And so I guess I just wasn't prepared for the amount of food that we were going to get while we've been out here. They've been treating us extremely well. The food has been fantastic. The desserts have been phenomenal. We had strudel the other day, different from the Bohemian strudel that I've grown up on, but still very good and very glad that I got the experience to taste. So it's been fun. Food has been fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Nicole. This was Alex Swartz, Nicole Boslavsky, and Lead 34.